with the three jams. Kansas City's number one for hip-hop and R&B. We got championship boxing in the city this Saturday night at Memorial Hall, starring Shane Mosley Jr., who's actually in the studio with us right now to tell us about what's going down Saturday night. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing good. How you guys?
Man, you look like you're ready for the fight. You ready to get it on, huh?
I'm very ready. I can't wait.
Tell me about, first of all, we already know about your dad's legacy and the name right there. You know, what made you decide to actually follow in his footsteps in this boxing ring and doing the life that you're doing right now?
Well, I love boxing. I've been around boxing my whole life. I think it was only natural to, you know, get into it and make it my career. So I've been doing it for 5 years now. I've been professional. I was just on a TV show called The Contender.
Okay.
I was a finalist in that. And, I'm looking to continue my career here in Kansas City.
How is that doing a reality show type, like a show like that with The Contender? How was that for you?
It was very stressful, to say the least. Living in a house with, 16 boxers and watching everybody, fight and all that testosterone and stuff like that. It's very tough, but very worth it. I think it was one of the best experiences I think I had in boxing so far. And, I think it is, propelled my career to what it is now.
What is the hardest part about being in the life of a boxer? What would you say is the hardest thing about it?
I think one of the hardest things is staying focused when, everything is kind of not always going your way.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think everybody, understands that, like, lower level boxing, like when you're not like Canelo Alvarez or Floyd Mayweather or all those things, is very difficult. You're not getting paid a lot of money. You still probably have to work a job. There's a lot of things that go into it, and then you have to get in there and train as if you're a world champion as well, and perform as one, so that people know that you're serious and that you're, can provide and be a top guy. So staying focused and staying on task and still performing is, I think, one of the hardest things you can do in boxing.
I was going to say training looks like it's the hardest thing to me. Just looking at when I see with boxers, how they train and how they have to get ready for these fights, it's something else.
Well, I mean, if you don't have the mental stability to handle all those things and maybe, you have to work a job so you can't get to the boxing gym to train like that, it's very difficult. So to be able to sustain all those things with your mental focus and things like that is, very difficult. But as you can see, I make it work.
You do make it work. And by the way, you're like a spitting image of your dad. How many people got you confused with your dad, actually, by coming up until you see
I think
you?
Most people that hear me on the phone, or probably most of the people that would hear this interview, are going to mistake me for him. It's kind of the product of, being raised by him. I've, been around him my whole entire life. He's had custody of me since I was 2 years old. So I've been around my father up until then. So I've learned everything, including mannerisms and the way that I project my voice and like him.
And how you throw them hands in the ring too, right? We're going to see a little bit of that this Saturday.
Absolutely.
Man, tell me about the fight. Who are you going up against and what are you looking forward to the most this Saturday?
So I'm going against Bernard Thomas. I believe it's 6 rounds. And, I'm looking to look impressive. I don't like to say anything mean.
I was going
to
say, you going to do the prediction thing? You going to tell me you're going to knock him out in 2 rounds? We're going to do that today?
I'm looking to look impressive.
That's what's up. We got a big matchup this Saturday night. Not only you're going to be fighting, we also got Tommy Morrison's son, yes, Kenzie Morrison, that's going to be fighting.
Yes, I'm very excited to see that.
And then, of course, Fidel Cervantes, I hope I said his name right, he's also going to be fighting this Saturday, yes, night as well at Memorial Hall. So make sure y'all get y'all tickets. They start at $25 on Eventbrite.com. It's going down at Memorial Hall. Doors open at 6. The actual fights will begin at 7 o'clock, and you're going to be headlining this Saturday. So it's going to be a big deal, huh?
Yes, it's a very big deal, and I'm very excited. I'm happy to be the headliner.
All right. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and give away a pair of tickets right now, 816-576-7103, so they can see you do your thing in the ring this Saturday night at Memorial Hall. Plus, you also qualify for a chance to win $1,000 in birthday cash. We're going to get that 10th caller right now so y'all can see Shane Mosley Jr. in the ring doing his thing this Saturday night. I can't wait to see what's going down this weekend, Shane. And are you on social media and all that? Where can they follow you?
Yes, I'm on Instagram. I'm at Shane Mosley Jr. Most platforms, I'm at Shane Mosley Jr.
All right. Y'all know where to find them. Get on there and see what's good. And make sure you get y'all tickets at eventbrite.com so y'all can see some championship boxing here in Kansas City at Memorial Hall. I appreciate you, Shane. Thank you for your time, my man.
Thank you.